This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. This is New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Glad you're with us today. And coming up on the show, many of our favorite partners, including Leibel Sternbach is here, Joe McKenzie, and friends from AARP Minnesota. All this plus the words to the wise on New Beginnings. And our program is underway right now.
Joining us, our very special friend, Dr. Michael Osterholm, epidemiologist and Regents Professor and Director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the U of M, also a part of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 Advisory Board. Of course, good morning, Dr. Osterholm. How are you feeling?
Good, good. Thank you. It's good to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us and continuing to keep us updated on everything COVID-19. To start, can you talk about some of the lessons? It's been a long road, obviously, since the pandemic started. Talk about some of the lessons we learned from COVID-19, from that pandemic, and reflect on some of the mistakes that we might have made and some of the successes that you've followed in the U.S. and throughout the globe.
Yeah, well, you really laid out a wonderful question in that this is really a very important point. You know, we are now 3 years plus into this pandemic. And, you know, from the very earliest days, a lot of people thought this would be just kind of a couple of months and out. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when you deal with a new virus like this, a pandemic virus like this, that's not the case. And, you know, one of the things we saw at the very beginning of this pandemic was a virus that kept changing. Getting more infectious. It was avoiding the protection that we would get from having previously been infected or having been vaccinated. And so part of the challenge we had was just helping the public understand where are we at, what's happening, what does this all mean? And I think that one of the lessons I hope all of my colleagues and I learned is the real need for humility, just to say, this is what we know, this is what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't do that as well as we should have or could have. And I think that's what left a lot of people doubting, do we know what's going on? Do we even understand what's happening? You know, well, we do. We learned a lot through this, but there were a lot of times we didn't have all the information.
Right. Do you see, it's kind of a scary thought that I'm thinking, but do you foresee anything like this happening again? Maybe not even with COVID, but some other type of pandemic like this in the future, even with the vaccines and everything. Do you foresee anything like this happening again soon, and how can we prevent it?
Well, you know, this is the trillion-dollar question. Clearly, there are going to be more pandemics. This is not the last one. They date back to the beginning of humankind, and we'll keep seeing them. And because the world population has grown so much, and we're in much closer contact, in many parts of the world that used to be very, very sparsely populated with people, today we have a lot of people. This is in the low-income countries, where the spillovers occur. These spillovers are when the virus goes from a wild animal to humans. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you had very little contact in the jungles of Africa or Southeast Asia, that in fact you would get these infections into humans, but now it occurs much more regularly. So yeah, this is something we have to be very mindful of. And, you know, people don't want to hear this, and I understand why, but this was not the big one. You know, the coronavirus, the SARS and MERS, which have occurred before, were not very infectious, meaning they didn't spread easily, but they killed 15 to 35% of the people that got them. This was a virus, SARS-CoV-2, the one we have now, you know, was very infectious, but fortunately killed less than 1% of the people, much less than that in some locations. And if we were ever to see the COVID virus of today combined with one of these viruses of the past that we've talked about, you could easily have a very highly infectious virus killing 15 to 35% of the people. Now imagine what that would be like. So we have to be better prepared. There's, you know, this was in a sense a great tragedy. No one wants to diminish the fact that losing 1.3 million lives in this country, you know, was anything other than a disaster. It was. These are real people. These are our moms and dads, our brothers and our sisters, our cousins, our, in some cases even so hard to hear you say this, but children, our own children died.
Right.
And so we have to be better prepared in the future, and that's one of the things our center is really working on, how to get new and better vaccines so that we can, in fact, be better prepared.
Epidemiologist Dr. Michael Osterholm joining us this morning. It was announced yesterday, Doctor, that the U.S. is spending $5 billion to speed up development on new COVID vaccines. That's a huge number. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, yes, the vaccines we have right now are really good. They've saved anywhere from 1 to 2 million lives. But they're vaccines that, one, don't protect you from getting infected necessarily, and they don't protect you from transmitting the virus to others. Mm-hmm. But what they did do was actually reduce significantly the likelihood of dying from COVID. If you were fully vaccinated, your chances of getting seriously ill, being hospitalized, or dying went down dramatically. What we need today are vaccines that basically protect you from even getting infected. Basically then means shutting down transmission so that we don't see these large global pandemics. And the fact that they can protect you also against new strains of the virus that might emerge. Imagine, wouldn't that be great if, you know, this new virus I just was concerned about suddenly shows up, but now the vaccines we have work against it. So we're really, at this point, this is the initiative, is to take a good vaccine and try to make it great. Mm. And that's what we're really concentrating on right now.
For sure. When do you expect, Doctor, that, speaking of vaccines, we'll be in like some kind of a regular cadence with vaccines, similar to like the flu shots and other vaccines? When do you see that happening? Or is that something that will happen?
Yeah, that's a really great question, because, you know, we really haven't seen this virus yet become seasonal, meaning that you can count an influenza to basically show up in late fall, early winter, some weeks, some years a little earlier than others, but it shows up then. So if you want to maximize your protection from vaccination, what you do is you vaccinate just before that flu season starts, because over time we know that the power of the vaccines tend to wear off. Mm-hmm. Well, with COVID, we don't have a seasonality yet. I mean, here we are going into the Northern Hemisphere's summer, and we're beginning to see major increase in activity in India right now. With a new strain of the COVID virus. We're seeing the same thing in the Eastern Mediterranean. So, you know, I couldn't tell you to get vaccinated every September, October, November with the idea that all the cases are going to occur, or most of them, during that winter season. We just don't have that yet.
Right. Final question, Doctor, before we wrap up here. I'm still seeing people wearing their face masks. I'm still seeing people feeling like they need to protect themselves. Is there a reason, or do you feel like we still should be wearing these face masks when we're going out in public?
Yeah, you know, this is a really important point. You know, up to 230 and 240 people a day are dying from COVID in this country yet. Every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for people who are older, who have underlying immune deficiencies, other chronic health conditions, where if they get COVID, it's not just a matter of, you know, kind of an inconvenient 5-10 day disease, but it could be life-threatening. You know, for them, this is one of the ways for them to protect themselves, mm-hmm. is, in addition to being vaccinated, is wear their N95 respirator, one of those tight face-fitting respirators, and that can also do a tremendous amount to reduce your likelihood of getting infected. Mm-hmm. So I say for them to protect themselves, you know, so that they don't end up becoming a patient in an intensive care unit somewhere, that's a great, great thing that they can control themselves.
For sure. Well, thank you, Doctor. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. We appreciate your time.
Always good to be with you, Chantel. You have a good time. Be safe, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
Just for fun this week on New Beginnings, it turns out that parents really do have a favorite child. While they may not admit it to their children, half of parents prefer their youngest child. The survey conducted in the UK also found that while firstborns aren't always a favorite, they're more likely to go to their mothers for advice and spend time with their moms as an adult. The survey found that middle children may not get as much attention as their siblings simply because they don't demand as much attention. Parents identify their middle children as least likely to be reliant on their parents financially. And it's time to level up on your IQs. There was once a cardboard tube fighting league that hosted tournaments and battles where cardboard tube fighters fought one-on-one in an attempt to break their opponent's tube without breaking their own.
Where did you hear that garbage?
Yeah. The human eye can see about 10 million different colors. In Hawaii, you can experience sunny beaches and snowy mountains on the same island. And finally, in 2013, a Republican representative from Washington State proposed a $25 bike tax because the act of riding a bike results in greater emission of carbon dioxide from the rider.
What?
He later apologized. It's wacky, but it's true. In Scotland, officials went to evict a man from his apartment for not paying his rent. They didn't find him inside, but they did complete an inventory of all his things and then locked the place down so he couldn't come back and live there. 2 weeks later, they went back to the apartment to remove all of his belongings and were shocked to discover the man under the covers of his bed. He was dead and had apparently been that way for quite a while. In fact, an autopsy showed he'd been dead even before they arrived for the first eviction inspection. Somehow, while checking everything out, they had not noticed him in the bed the whole time and probably didn't smell him either. It's Just for Fun this week on New Beginnings. You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Introducing the New Beginnings Podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings Podcast today.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference, available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and now it's time to talk finance with Leibel Sternbach. He is Amazon's best-selling author of Authenticity and also the book Living with Financial Anxiety. Welcome back to the program. So glad to be with you.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and I want to get into this market participation, principal protection. Talk to us about it. What don't we already know? Can you describe what an annuity is in light of the topic for today?
Yeah. So this, by the way, I think is the best thing since sliced bread. I'm really excited about this. And I think it's going to completely change the retirement landscape. When I started seeing the annuity companies building their own competition, that's when I knew that this was the future. So let's talk about what an annuity is, right? Or really what the appeal of an annuity is. There's two appeals to an annuity. One group of people like annuities because they want a paycheck for life and they don't want to have to worry about their investments. They don't want to have to worry about anything. The other group of people don't like the market, right? So they like the fact that they can protect their principal and still have some sort of participation in the market, right? And that is what they go to for annuities for. They never turn on the income. They never buy the income. They're just going to the insurance companies to essentially manage their money. And in order to get this protection, right, you end up having to pay a huge amount of money. You pay an internal commission that gets paid to the insurance agent. You're paying death and mortality fees because it is a life insurance contract. And then you're paying all kinds of administrative and management fees, things that you don't get to see. And you can't take your money out. It gets locked up, right? And if you take it out earlier than, you know, usually about 10 years, over that period of time, you're going to have to pay a surrender charge for taking it out early. Not only do you pay a surrender charge, but you don't even get the full growth of your money during that time period because there's something called a market value adjustment that occurs when you take it out early. So all said and done, right, what essentially an annuity is a way of getting protected market growth without any of the volatility or risk typically associated with the market, right, at a higher cost. So that's what an annuity is.
So with the new product that you're talking about, are you also saying that there is a way to get all of these benefits without buying an annuity, or am I missing something?
No, you heard that correctly. You can get a lot of these benefits, right, minus the paycheck for life, right, because that is a unique thing from the insurance companies. But if you're looking for market participation with protection of your principal, right, so some or all of your principal's protected, then you absolutely can get that without an annuity company, without an insurance company involved. It doesn't sound legal, right? Well, the insurance companies definitely don't want it to be legal. But this is something that has been slowly taking over the industry the last few years. So when you think about insurance companies, right, think about how they go about actually creating an annuity product. How do they actually provide you with something that has principal protection and market growth, right? And insurance companies don't take on very much risk, right? They're legally not allowed to take on a lot of risk. So the way they go about investing your money in a way that's protected but still gets market participation is they leverage the fact that they have trillions of dollars or hundreds of billions on their balance sheet. And so they go between insurance companies, between investment banks, and they do these things called swaps or forward contracts. Essentially, they exchange contracts with each other saying, well, if the market goes up this amount, you're going to pay me X. And if the market goes down, you're going to pay me Y, right? And they do these contracts with each other, and they do enough of these contracts that is essentially what happens is they hedge their bets, right? And so they get this hedge growth in the market. Until very recently, they were the only ones who were really capable of doing it. Them, Goldman Sachs, right? These huge investment banks. But at some point in the last few years, some of these smaller institutions that still have, you know, billions on their books or hundreds of billions on their books were like, hey, we're big enough that we can get access to these contracts, and we have people who would really want these contracts. And they started packaging them up and selling them. And it's gotten to the point in the beginning, it was like you got like these little oddball contracts that were coming out. They were hard to find. They were hard to get. But now they're becoming a lot more popular and they're becoming a lot more standardized. And that is what makes me really excited, right? And so what you're seeing, and I've seen it over the last about year and a half, and you're going to see it over the next few years, this proliferation of mutual funds, ETFs, and other investment vehicles that all provide this type of principal protection with market participation at a low or no fee, right, that you can get in and out of whenever you want.
So you're talking about the institutional benefits. So, and you mentioned one, you can get in and out anytime you want. What are some of the other benefits to people who are trying to get involved with this investment vehicle?
So they have very low minimums, right? So, you know, with an annuity, if you want to get anything, you're going to end up investing quite a bit of money. So they have low minimums. So that's number one. Number two, it's held in any brokerage account, right? So you can hold it in your IRA. You can hold it in your, you know, taxable account. Doesn't really matter, right? You can hold it anywhere. You see it in your account, you can sell it at any time. So it's fully liquid, right? You can, you know, call up your broker and say, hey, I want to sell this, and you will get the fair market value for it as determined either by the issuer or by the market at the time, right? And that's, again, right, where there's like some variations in these different types of products. Not all of them have that liquidity built in. Not all of them have a good market built in. So you got to be careful where you're purchasing them and who you're purchasing them from. But liquidity is one of the functions. The other thing is because these are investments, they're not commissionable products that are sold as, you know, part of an insurance contract. Generally speaking, they are very cheap relative to an insurance product that you would have to hold 10 years in order to, you know, have a, you know, reduce that fee. So you don't have that upfront commission. You don't have a surrender charge. You don't have in that lock-in period. And one of the things annuities do is that they have this thing called a spread where they take, you know, a performance fee, essentially. It's like a 2-20 from a hedge fund. The insurance company is taking part of that as their management fee. There's no management fee here, right? That's part of it. It's like upfront, you got your advisor taking their fee, but there is no, you get full participation. So whatever it is, you get it. And the best part, what I like about this is that you know going in what your upside is and what your downside is. So if you say, you know what, I'm worried that the market's going to go down another 20%, I can buy you 20% of protection. And then because you're only taking 20% protection, you can get, let's say, 30% of the upside, which is a lot more than an annuity. Or if you come to me and you say, listen, I think we're going to hell in a handbasket. I want to my money to be fully protected. I can get you 100% protection. Now, you're going to give up a lot on the upside to do that, but I can get you that 100% protection.
It seems like such a no-brainer. I'm just curious, why aren't more insurance companies jumping on this?
So the insurance companies, some insurance companies are jumping on this. In fact, Allianz, one of the largest ones, has an ETF that they claim does this, but an ETF is really the wrong vehicle for doing this in because it allows people to buy and sell at any point, which means that investors aren't really going to experience the full protection that's offered by these contracts. So Allianz has one that, you know, they claim that you can buy. Nationwide just launched one. There's Lincoln Financial's got a variable annuity that kind of like does this stuff. So they're all trying to feel out this space and get involved to compete with these products. Now, I think I've found what, you know, is the best way of doing this. And I've written a whole white paper on exactly how it works and why, and I have a whole website dedicated just to making this available to investors. And I'm doing it basically at cost because I really do think that this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I think that this is something that everyone should have in their retirement portfolio.
So let's talk about that. You're making it available. Tell us about what article, what's the title of the white paper? How can we access it?
Yep. So the website, and it's a dedicated website just for this, is called myannuityalternative.com. You go on there, you can see information about it, and there's a little box to put in your information, and you can download. I've got like a 20-page white paper that walks through step by step what it is, how it works, what's the upsides, what are the downsides. I'm fully transparent about everything in there. And then I've got in there because these are actually institutional contracts, right? They're changing on a regular basis. I have whatever the current rates are that you can get that are available for purchase. And if you want to us to facilitate that, to help make that available to you, because that is something that currently is only available through institutional advisors, that is something that me and my team will do for you.
Well, that seems really interesting. So can we go to yieldsforyou.com to start the access, or do we have to go to the website that you just outlined?
If you want to go to yieldsforyou.com, you can, but I would recommend go directly to the myannuityalternative.com website because that is set up specifically for this. You go on My Yields for You, we got lots of education about retirement. You might have trouble finding that link. That's why we set up this website dedicated just to this investment product.
A lot of great information coming from Label Sternbach. And do you have a final thought for people who are listening to this and they're going, my goodness, this sounds almost too good to be true? What would be a final thought that you would share that says, you know, this is something you might want to consider in your portfolio?
My final thought is, we don't know what the future is going to be like, right? We don't know whether it's, you know, we're going to have a bull market or if the market's going to tank, right? So we need some degree of protection in our portfolio, but we cannot afford right now, we cannot afford to put all our money into CDs because CDs are losing money to inflation, which means that we need to have some exposure to the market upside, right? So I think that at a minimum, right, if you've got money that you need to grow, but you can't afford to lose it, right? Or you want to have some of that principal protection, you need to use something like this to hedge your bets, right? And I think that this belongs somewhere in everyone's portfolio. You know, you shouldn't use this for your immediate money, but the money that you need in, you know, 3 to 5 years, this is a perfect investment for it. One of the great things about it is that you only have to hold it for 15 months in order to get access to this, you know, the full benefits, whereas an annuity could be like 10 years. So you can, you know, at any point, you're like, well, the market's doing really well, the market's doing really poorly, I want to change it. You can do that because it's only a 15-month investment and it's fully liquid.
One more time for the website.
MyAnnuityAlternative.com.
All right. He's Label Sternbach. We look forward to hearing from you again next week. Label's website is Yields for You. That's yieldsforyou.com. Yields, the number 4, the letter U.com. I'm Freddie Bell, and more New Beginnings is straight ahead. Thanks for joining us on New Beginnings, and it's National Jelly Bean Day. Who can resist a handful of sweet jelly beans on National Jelly Bean Day? Well, you really don't have to resist at all, as a celebration enjoying them is a must. While candies made in a similar manner existed before the jelly bean, Boston confectioner William Schraft made them popular during the Civil War. With their firm exterior, jelly beans were the first candies sold by the pound. Schraft encouraged his customers to send them to Union soldiers. In the 1930s, jelly beans became closely associated with the Easter holiday thanks to their egg-like shape. However, confectioners make jelly beans available all year long now, so there's no excuse not to enjoy them if you have a craving at any time of the year. The 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, enjoyed jelly beans so much that they were present at his inauguration. He started eating them when he quit smoking years before. A candy company provided red, white, and blue jelly beans for the 1980 event. At the time, the company didn't produce blue jelly beans. They created a blueberry jelly bean for the first time, especially for the inauguration. It's National Jelly Bean Day. If you'd like to learn more, visit me at my website, freddiebell.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Always, always a pleasure to talk to Mr. Jay Hoppala, AARP Minnesota. Good morning, Jay. We're talking about fraud and the AARP Fraud Watch Network that helps people protect their money from criminals who are spreading their scams far and wide. So I know that there's, what's the latest on the scams now about monitoring your financial accounts? How can you help us, Jay? Good morning.
Thanks for having me on with your listeners today. So yes, it's with AARP and our Fraud Watch Network, it really starts with our members, who when we ask what's important to them, what are they concerned about, what do they want help with, always at the top of that list is fraud and scams and identity theft. So that's why we run the Fraud Watch Network program. We help people understand all of these scams and how to protect themselves. And when it comes to the kind of the first step of staying protected and not losing money to any of these scams, mm-hmm. we know from our research that when a person knows about a specific scam, so in other words, if they're educated, if they have some information like what we're discussing here on the radio, mm-hmm. They're way less likely to respond to any of those scams out there. And even more, they're less likely to send any money or get involved with these scammers. So people can stay educated with AARP, join our Fraud Watch Network. And I'll say, like, here's one way to do it. If you're not driving right now, you can get out your cell phone, send a text to 50757, and just text the letters FWN, and then your phone will tell you how you can get these alerts about the current scams we're monitoring.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty convenient way to get that. And it's good because I come across online quite a bit now. And even with like bank accounts, they'll give you little tips here and there. And I just read something recently, probably about 5 or 6 tips of how you can protect yourself from scams. And at first I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, you can kind of spot a scam. But then I told myself, you know, read through it and just see if there's something in there that you're not familiar with. So talk about 3 steps that you can take to scam proof your life, Jay.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there. This is where I encourage people to focus because it doesn't matter what kind of scam or identity theft someone gets mixed up with. Mm-hmm. These are the 3 steps I say can scam-proof your life. Whether you had a data breach at some place you do business or your computer got hacked or someone stole your credit card number or your personal information, these are the steps that people can take to make sure they don't lose any money. And these things don't cost anything. So everyone can do this for free. And this is how you make sure you don't lose money. So number one, monitor the financial accounts that you have. Mm-hmm. Our country has laws in place to protect consumers. So if you have a checking account and a savings account or even investment accounts or credit cards, your job and my job is to look at those account transactions regularly. And if you see something suspicious or that you didn't authorize, then you just contact your bank, mm-hmm. tell them that you didn't authorize that transaction. And to keep things short, then you're going to get your money back. So your job with the accounts that you have is just to monitor them and report any suspicious activity.
For sure.
So, yeah, step number 2 then for your credit that you have access to, you want to check your credit report a couple times a year. So you can check your credit report for free at a website that is annualcreditreport.com. I'll repeat that website in just a moment. And it's important that folks go right to the website because there are a lot of imposters out there. Now, the reason you want to check your credit is to make sure that someone hasn't stolen your identity and is out there opening up accounts or spending money that you don't even know about. Mm-hmm. So, again, that website where you can check your credit for free is annualcreditreport.com.
Mm-hmm. And the third?
Yeah. Yeah, number three, almost to the end here. the third thing. So number one, monitor your accounts that you know you have. You know where your money is. You got to monitor those accounts. Mm-hmm. Number two, you know you have to check your credit every so often to make sure you don't have some identity theft out there. And then third, the biggest red flag and the most important way to protect yourself with make sure you don't lose any money is to stay within the banking system where you have the consumer protection. So the scammers want to get paid with gift cards. They want to get wire transfers. They want to have cryptocurrency transactions because those are the type of payments where people don't have any help. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake with a gift card or a wire transfer, or even hand over some cash to someone, there's nothing there to protect you. So if you can always focus on using your bank account, using personal checks, credit cards, and automatic bill pay, you're going to be protected. And as soon as anyone's telling you that you got to pay with gift cards or wire transfers or cryptocurrency, you know it's a scam right away.
Mm. I wish somebody would ask me to pay them with a gift card.
Yeah, and it's so crazy.
So don't you know Jay Hapala?
It happens. You know, I think the worst one that's out there right now beside like the dating scams is the one where they hop into your IG or your Facebook inbox and they act like they're somebody you know. Mm-hmm. And they say, and it's like your aunt or your uncle or your one of your good friends. And they're like, hey, how are you? And you're like, oh, I'm good. How you been? And they're like, can you help me with something? Because I almost felt, not fell for it, but I did kind of lean into it a little bit like, wait a minute, this person wouldn't even talk to me like this. So this must be a hacked account. So you have to be careful.
Even I was one of those and I said, well, how's Harold? And it's like, what's that? I said, oh, boy.
Right. You know the cat's name is Jazzy. How's Jazzy doing?
Mm-hmm.
Jazzy who? Well, no, you're not my aunt.
Mm-hmm. They stepped right into your trap.
Yeah, and you trap me, I'll trap you back, huh, Jay? Yeah, huh? Well, Jay Hoppolo, it's always a pleasure to talk to you again. If you need help to figure out some scam proof, how to scam proof your life, you can text FWN to 50757. And you'll get a text in your phone about the current scams. You'll get alerts anyway about current scams. I think that's great. Check your credit report, annualcreditreport.com. Jay Hoppola says check that twice a year. I check my credit report like 3-4 times a month. And then, of course, you can go to aarp.org/fraud watch network. Jay Hoppola is here to help you with scams and fraud and everything else. Thank you, Jay.
You heard it here.
Now it's time to see what's going on for the new beginners out there. Let's bring in three things with Cassie Crandall.
Thank you, Freddie. It's Cassie Crandall with three things. Thing number one this week. Have you ever tried swing dancing? I think some people are really good at it. I've tried it and I'm just not very coordinated, but I wish I were because I love that music and I like to dance, but I'm just not all that coordinated. In any case, if you like swing dancing or you'd like to learn about it and you enjoy the music, Wabasha Street Caves on Thursday nights, they open at 6 o'clock with beginner lessons at 6:15 and music up until 10 p.m. It goes April 13th through November 30th every Thursday night. So get out there and do some dancing and enjoy some big band music. Thing number two, how do you feel about the circus? I was never too sure about it because I was never thrilled with clowns, as a lot of people aren't too thrilled with clowns. They can be kind of creepy. But the circus, nonetheless, is still in existence. And then, well, there's the animals. Now, I think most of us are aware that history has shown that animals have been abused in circuses in the past, and hopefully there isn't any more of that going on. But there is the Royal Canadian International Circus under the Big Top happening at the Mall of America, April 13th through the 23rd. So if you want to see some acrobats and some elephants do tricks and you enjoy the circus, I say, well, head on out, get out of the house and go to the Royal Canadian International Circus under the Big Top at the Mall of America, April 13th to the 23rd. And last but certainly not least, you know, I'm a big fan of movies, and there's a big movie coming out this summer, June 30th, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Can you believe Harrison Ford is still at it playing Indiana Jones? I'm thrilled. I'm so excited to see what this movie is going to bring us this summer. Again, it opens June 30th, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Have a great week, everybody. For New Beginnings, I'm Cassie Crandall.
Thanks so much, Cassie. We'll talk to you again next week. And here are today's words to the wise. The secret of success is doing something you love. Today's words to the wise, the secret of success is doing something you love. If you'd like to learn more, visit me at my website, freddiebell.com. We'll be right back.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, freddiebell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
As New Beginnings continues, we now take you to the spirituality portion of our program, where we introduce the senior minister of Unity South Twin Cities, the Reverend James Stacy. We now join Reverend Stacy with a program already in progress.
God brought you into this world, gave you existence. Wouldn't that kind of infinite love stick with you, stay with you throughout your life, however long it may be? It's with you in every breath. It guides, if you will pay attention, it guides your every thought. It helps empower your every feeling. So you radiate joy. You radiate love. You demonstrate compassion to this world. Wow. I love that word, wow. World of wonders. To stop and think right here and right now. The blessing in which you are living. To build up that sense of joy. Like my opening scripture from Psalms. This is the day that God has made. I don't always wake up in the morning with that thought. A friend was telling me the other day of, oh, how difficult it was to get out of bed in the morning. The stiffness and all of that. I said, I know the feeling. Been there. Done that. But what if we start training ourselves to greet each day in a way that is appropriate for a spiritual creation of God, you, to acknowledge this is the day right here, right now, that God has created. Do you ever dread going to work or going to a meeting or something's happening? I have to go through that. What if you started reminding yourself, this meeting, this moment, this radio station, God created, God brought into being, that is a promise of possibility, of potential for good. We each have that with every breath. But what happens? If you're like me, you forget from time to time. But that's okay. So we've made mistakes. So we've had lapses in our mindfulness. It's okay. We can try again. I can get up in the morning and say, oh, I forgot to breathe yesterday. Well, that's all right. I can try again today. Fortunately, God created us with a wisdom and a body that takes care of things like breathing, even when our mind isn't thinking about it. When I was back in graduate school, University of Arizona, I had in my little study room at the university a statement up on the wall. I give thanks to my unconscious mind that sees to it I keep going. To pay attention to this amazing creation, this body God has given you. And on my 66th birthday, I made a promise to myself. Quit criticizing this. Oh, you don't look like you're 21 anymore. Boo hoo. This is the body God has made this day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Friends, that is spiritual practice. That is spiritual living. To be conscious of the good. To look for the good. You know, one of my favorite teachers, I'm do a study class now on the work of Rudolf Steiner. And one of his favorite stories, generally, he attributed it as an old Persian lesson. Sometimes he'd transform it and make the teacher Jesus, depended on the context. But he said a teacher was walking with his students one day, and they came up on the carcass of a dead animal. The students all went, ugh! Ugh! If they were on Facebook, they probably used that little emoji with the, ugh! Ugh! The teacher paused, looked, and said, what beautiful teeth. What beautiful teeth. In other words, that teacher was modeling for his students. We don't have to ignore our hurts and troubles and challenges. We don't have to try to repress them or blind them. But we can look beyond them. We can seek and find something good in every circumstance, in every person, in every community. God has created us with such wisdom and possibility that we can look beyond the yuck, unless we feel called to clean it up. That's another story. But we can look beyond the unpleasant and seek the good, the God, in that situation. What beautiful teeth. Remember that story. Reckford writes, joy gives us a stability that outlasts the unpredictable flow of our emotions. That's why even when things are really and we have every logical reason to feel bad, we can still ground ourselves by recognizing everything positive around us. Everything possible around us.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
In today's world, we really need words of encouragement. Introducing Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell. Let your mind be opened by the wisdom of thought. Let the inspiration of the words feed your mind, body, and spirit. Regardless of the issues you face each day, Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell can help you power through. Words to the Wise by Freddie Bell, a handy reference. Available on Amazon, FreddieBell.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Get the most from AARP, including advice and support to help you care for your loved ones. Fraud prevention with tips and tools to help protect you from scams and fraud, including a free helpline if you've been targeted, a scam tracking map, and watchdog alerts via email through the AARP Fraud Watch Network. If you don't know AARP, you don't know ARP.
More information at AARP.org.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151, 888-711-1151, or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
That's our show, and thanks to our special guests for stopping by and sharing information that we hope can change lives. If you missed any of today's show, you can subscribe to our podcast or just Google Freddie Bell or stop by my website of the same name. Thanks for listening, and remember that each day is a chance for a new beginning. See you next week.